We're back with another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Well, it's good to be back to talk about a benefit from the United States government. We don't get to do that enough here. And it all has to do with something called the Savers Credit. And many Americans are missing out simply because they're unaware of it. And here to help us understand it and make sure that we're aware of the benefit is Catherine Collinson, who's president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, welcome once again. Help us understand it. What's the Savers Credit all about?
The Savers Credit is a tax credit that's available to low to moderate income workers who save for retirement in a 401k, 403b, or IRA. In a nutshell, it is a full-on tax credit that pays to save for retirement.
All right, Catherine, explain to me how, and our listeners, how the Savers Credit is different from a tax-deferred savings.
That is a fantastic question, and I'm so glad that you asked it, because the Savers Credit, a tax credit, is above and beyond tax-deferred savings. With tax-deferred savings, you get to reduce your taxable base of income and are taxed accordingly at that lower amount. With the Savers Credit, which is a tax credit, it actually reduces your tax bill by the amount of the credit. So for example, if you owe $1,000 in taxes and are eligible to claim $200 Savers Credit, then your tax bill is only $800.
Wow, that can be quite meaningful. Let's just be clear about who's really eligible here and who should be taking advantage of the Savers Credit.
Income eligibility requirements do apply, and I'll breeze through them quickly. For single filers, it's an adjusted gross income of $30,500 in 2015. For a head of household, it's an adjusted gross income of $45,750. And for those who are married and filing a joint return, it's $61,000.
Okay, Catherine, very briefly before we're out of time, how do people claim the Savers Credit? What's the easy answer?
There are two important things people need to know. One, take advantage of the IRS's free file program. It's available on their website at irs.gov, and it makes available tax preparation software for free. It is a fantastic benefit. The second thing everyone should know is the Savers Credit is not available on the 1040 EZ form. So if you're looking to take advantage of it, do not use the 1040 EZ form. Use one of the long forms instead.
Got it. Well, thanks as always for great information and great insights, and always appreciate it. We'll be back to talk about this and other issues in the future. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute on WYPR, your NPR news station.